everybody loves chili these days. I was reading a book about chili sauce, and the author of the book was saying that at least 90% of the households in America have a bottle of hot sauce in their pantry. My name is Carlos Marentes. I'm 70 years old, and I'm the director of and founder of the Border Agriculture Workers Project, a nonprofit organization that we founded back in 1983 as an attempt to help farm workers improve their lives. We are based in El Paso, Texas, because this is the most important place for agriculture workers along the United States-Mexico border. Every day in the morning, the farm workers start leaving this area at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. By 4 or 5, they will be already in the fields. The most important crop in the border region is the chili production, the long green chili, jalapeño, serrano, habanero. What they produce, the work they do is very important. Every time when they have a chance, they like to even brag of what they do. Pues nosotros producimos el chile bien picosote que les gusta. We produce this hot chili that you are enjoying. On the 3rd of July of 2009, I became an American citizen. I remember the ceremony. The chief of the INS at that time was telling us, from now on, you don't have to show nothing to anybody because you are now Americans. But I discovered something that behind this so-called American dream is the oppression that many people suffer in the United States. So I discovered that most of the workers that were oppressed and exploited were the farm workers. As soon as we started to feel the pandemic crisis, when the government came up with the category of essential workers, I remember a worker told me, entonces antes no éramos esenciales. So we were not essential before. They suddenly got that title, but that title came empty. No better wages, better working conditions. In fact, not even the most basic measures of protection to deal with COVID-19 in the fields. They feel like they are not part of America. They feel that nobody cares. Our first farm worker, Amado Martinez, died on Saturday, March 14. Amado Martinez was an old farm worker. But he was very strong. He had Parkinson's disease. But even with the Parkinson's disease, he was working. Let me tell you, from about July and November of last year, I was afraid to answer the phone because every day was a death. We were never prepared. We have for many years working with the farm worker community. Because it's what America is, to protect the people. We're supposed to protect every single person in this country, whether he was born here or not. But once you are here, you are American. All of agriculture production in this country, the most important product in our lives, food, is done by immigrants. And they are invisible. But the time we're going to bed to rest, they are going to the fields to work. That's America.